we used to leave school for lunch.
Yeah.
Get in a car, drive to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, can you do that now?
I don't think you're allowed to. Leave campus?
You can't leave campus and then come back. This whole security thing, right?
Yeah.
Can't leave and come back.
Can't leave and come back.
Couldn't even do that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. No, because they're worried you're going to, like, leave and, like, get something.
Yeah,
and, bring it right. back into the school.
Yeah, we should bring stuff for the guard. The guard in the parking lot. Do you need anything?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you need?
What do you want?
Go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Little backwoods.
Dr. Pepper needs cigarettes also. He had to buy him cigarettes.
That still works, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe not the first week of school, but it does still work.
A little something for the house, yeah.
And then smoking in designated areas on the school grounds. Can you do that?
I don't think you have a cigarette at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, off campus.
Yeah. I mean, we had a whole lounge built for us just outside of Ward Mobile High School, right in the back.
Right.
Actual
building. They were trying to get you to not smoke in the bathroom.
Right. And we did anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need a cigarette before you get over there. Yeah. Need a cigarette first, and then you go over there.
I had this principal who had to deal with my brothers and then me.
Oh.
And so I had to get, like, hey, I'm just... I'm different. With them.
Yeah, I'm different. Yeah. Hear me out first.
Right. Guilty by association.
Oh, yeah.
But he gave me such a hard time in elementary school.
Yeah.
So then I go off to middle school. And then it's my first day of high school. I'm standing outside the building. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's my first day here.
I'm new here.
Big building.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. This seems like the smoking area. I'm smoking a cigarette.
Right.
I'm about 30 yards away from the front door. I hear the door billow open. And I hear, hey, you're not supposed to smoke there. Get your... Charles? I'm like, no. Mr. Pegliero?
Oh.
Mr. Pegliero?
Oh.
I'm the headmaster here. I'm like, no!
And the rest of elementary school was sucked.
Oh, my God. Are you freaking kidding me? They promoted him!
Following you your whole career.
Yeah. I had the same problem. My sister was smart.
Big shoes to fill.
They expected that, too.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, then you showed up in your little vaudeville outfit. They're like, oh, okay, we know what we're working with.
Hello, my man.
How's a performer?
End scene.
Bob and Weetog.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good vacation. I showed up at school, kindergarten. I was coloring left-handed, and that didn't last too long. When I hit first grade, I had to sit with my left hand behind my back using my right hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nowadays.
What year was that?
1960.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They would take the pencil right out of your friggin' hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm left-handed. Oh, they had left-handed scissors back then, which is stupid. Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah.
I had a suit with my hand behind my back.
Wow. Are you right-handed now?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm right-handed. Yeah.
Yeah, by abuse.
Jeez.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, nowadays there'd be a lawyer involved.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
How just dare you one? Take my children?
Yeah.
How dare you?
In Catholic school, they're going to cut it off.
Yeah, literally.
Do you have neat handwriting or sloppy?
Yeah, no, I have very good handwriting.
Okay.
Right. Or else.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, when it didn't work at first, he had to do it 10 times more than everybody else.
Boy. Yeah.
Did you, do you or did you play an instrument?
I played the, not really.
Okay, just say no.
Right,
what about golf or like baseball? How did you?
I'm ambidextrous.
Okay.
I can play with either hand.
Me too.
Gross. Why do you got to do that? Why do you got to make everything gross?
Because I'm funny.
Yeah.
There's funny, then there's gross.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I throw left-handed. I do most things left-handed, but I write right-handed.
Go ahead.
Not
go
anymore.
Ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I don't want
ahead.
You.
Go ahead. Be gross. No. Go ahead.
I'm now you can say penis.
I'm gonna tie my hand now. I'm going to tie both my hands so I can't touch anything.
AJ, I put the left hand on top, okay?
That's good to know.
Oh, come on.
See, now he's being gross. Yell at him.
Goodbye. Chaz and AJ in the morning. You know, it's back to school. Everyone's back to school now.
Yep.
And we're just talking about it, and we posted some old back to school pictures of us.
Very old.
And Ice Cream Dave, a tribe member, posted a picture of himself.
Love his.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I would see him and say, he's going to take the heat off of my lunchbox.
Right. That's why I loved it.
I like, Dave, you're sharp dressed.
Right.
But you're in trouble. I look at this picture. I'm like, you're in trouble. You had a hell day.
Yeah.
A day from hell.
You were a target.
Yeah. And I could tell you a couple things he could do quickly to straighten this out. One, untuck that shirt.
Yes.
Two, unbutton a couple of buttons.
Yeah.
It's buttoned all the way up.
It's almost strangler.
Phil, you want to describe what he's wearing?
Yeah. He's dressed like a mini John Wayne Gacy.
Okay. Right.
It's exactly what I thought when I looked at this.
There's a clown thing behind him on the wall.
It looks like he's about to play like a John Denver song on guitar.
Right.
If you told me he was holding a hacksaw behind his back, I'd be like, yeah, I buy that.
He's probably wearing Earth shoes.
Oh, sweet man.
Yeah.
It's the giant collar, too. Like, yeah. It's really big.
Styling.
And so the shirt is like a light blue, and then the collar and the
button area.
Button area is a dark blue.
Yep.
Oh. Dark navy. It looks like a bonnet.
Yeah.
It's so
big. It looks homemade.
Yeah. It looks homemade.
Almost pilgrim-esque.
He's a rancher.
Yeah.
Just herding some cattle.
Get that thick belt.
And the pants have a lot of additional pockets, too.
Yeah. Those like bush jeans. I remember those. Yeah. And it's like blue pants with like red piping.
Oh, man. If he took that off, put a t-shirt on, he'd almost look military.
Yeah.
You know?
And the stance, too.
It would be way better.
Yep.
Than that shirt. That shirt, all buttoned all the way up to the neck, is trouble.
Right. Yeah. Very true.
Well, what's he supposed to do? Show his chest hair? He's fine.
You could draw out a pencil.
Like, it'd be worse buttoned
down,
right?
Number two pencil. Right.
But when you button your button all the way up to the top, you're just like, nerd.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Yeah, so
almost
thanks for posting that, Dave. This just made my day.
Yeah.
The heat's off. It took the heat off of us a little bit.
But, like, he looks so happy is what I love. Like, he's ready for school.
Yeah, he's
so
fine with it.
Possibly medicated.
No, wait a minute. Yeah. Do you think that's what you see there?
He looks happy. He's like, got my hands in my pockets. I'm ready.
No, I see. I will kill you in your sleep.
I see mom. Mom,
okay.
Please don't make me go out like this.
There better be snacks when I come home.
Let's talk to Mark in Newtown. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, we moved to Florida when I was 10, 73, and we were down there till 78. They had corporal punishment back then, and if you screwed up in school, depending on what you did, you got 1, 2, or 3 whacks, and it was this board that was probably 2.5 feet long, and this guy Mr. Bertino was the guy who issued the wax, and he was like a tank, and you had to stand over the back of a chair with your hands together and your feet together, and he'd reel back and nail you. I mean, it was brutal.
Did he say assume the position?
It sounds like he took a little too much joy in this.
Yeah.
Yes. The paddle of discipline.
He lived for it.
Yeah.
He would have retired earlier, but he's like, oh, I get this job?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll stay.
Right. I'm in.
Yep. All right, guys. Hey, have a good one.
All right. How did you turn out? What are you doing now for a living?
I'm a GC. I'm a builder.
Okay.
Turned
good
out
for you.
Good.
Yeah, when he sees a board, he freaks out.
Yeah. What is that? That's the same size.
My ass gets
numb. Don't screw around on his job site.
No, you do not. No, no.
Good for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, put a nail in his.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. So we talked about things you used to be able to do in school or used to happen in school, like leaving school for lunch you can't do, smoking in designated areas. Nope. Teachers sending the kid out to the car to grab something. Can't happen now.
No, yeah.
Mm.
No. Once you're in the building, it's you're in.
It's lockdown, yeah.
It's like going to a concert.
Yep.
You're not leaving.
Right.
And if you do, you're not coming back in. Walking home alone from elementary school.
Oh.
sometimes for miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The walkers, they called them the walkers.
Yeah. Yes. They used to leave a little earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be jealous of them.
They got a head start.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were jealous when it was raining?
No. No. Hell no.
In the winter? Right.
We used to chuck things at us when bus drove by.
No, it's amazing how far they used to let kids walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alone.
Right. Now they pick you up in front of your doorstep.
Yeah, it's every single house.
Yeah, we had three bus stops in my neighborhood, three. So if you missed one, you had to run,
yep,
cut through yards to get to the second one before the bus got there.
I'm convinced the bus driver would do it on purpose sometimes. Yeah. Like, you see me.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm wearing a giant blue backpack. Like, I know you see me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stop, stop.
Alone.
Who is this? Is it Connell?
Yeah, this Connell, yeah.
Hey, single good morning.
House. Yeah, we had three.
How you doing, boss, man? I got to tell you my story, y'all.
All right, can you turn the volume of your radio down, please?
Yeah, I don't want to hear me.
You can hear yourself, then.
Yeah.
All right, so, man, let me tell you my story, man. This one time in school, man, my teachers, they used to, like, I think they used to date each other or something, man.
Okay.
They was on some wild stuff. So I called them one day. They was in the back of the room kissing.
Oh.
I'm like, dang, ain't no way this real.
Wait, what was happening?
The teacher,
they were kissing.
They were kissing.
Two teachers were kissing in the back.
Yeah. Two teachers were kissing.
They were definitely having a thing.
You learned a lot that day, yes.
I don't know what they was doing. They was kissing and making out, and now I went to the principal office, and the principal office like, damn. That's not true.
And I was like, damn. And they were like, damn.
Give me a camera. I'll take a picture.
Nah, man. I got it. I'm going to call y'all later, though, man. Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
We're just enjoying back to school time here. Talking about the way it used to be. Join in, and I hear you're doing opera. I'm like, I can't step on this. I was like, yeah, I could do it. I'm like, yeah, I hear you going on. I'm like, I got to step back.
Maybe you should have stepped on it.
We're talking about things that as students or teachers used to be able to get away with that
yeah.
you can't anymore. Like riding in a pickup truck in the back.
Yeah.
Like a pickup truck full of kids.
Yeah. No one strapped down. Mostly sitting on top of the fender.
Right. Just in the back.
Yep.
Like little pumpkins. They're fine.
Basically, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Most of the time, folks had like large families anyway. So, okay, one more plate.
Used to do that for baseball. It's like 65% of the team. The only safety we did was we turned our hats backwards so they didn't fly off.
Right.
We were driving. Right. That was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can never do that now.
Yes. No.
Yeah, sit on the tailgate. Go for it. Yeah.
Bringing a pocket knife to school.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Ain't happening now. Nope. Peanut butter sandwich. Nope.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Snickers bar.
Peanut butter sandwich.
They'll take you down. Peanuts!
There are signs everywhere all the time.
Yep.
Wow. What happens to you if you bring a peanut butter sandwich to school? Do you get disciplined?
Let's find out. Emily?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I used to bring them back in the day. I think now, like, if there's a kid in the class who is really allergic, they, like, everyone gets notified. Like, you cannot.
It's probably like hazmat it. Suits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The letter goes
yeah.
out.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
don't
they don't give it. The letter to the kids. Yeah. Like, it's that's what I'm also used yeah. to is like, hey, this is important to give to your parents. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll see cops rolling in there. What happened, Bomb Squad? No, peanut butter sandwich.
No, you get the text message now direct.
Yeah.
And if someone forgets, they send another one.
Mm.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, what are you talking about bringing pocket knife to school? They used to give us our 22 rifles for our target shooting
yeah,
team to
shooting
take
class.
Home with us
yep.
for competitions.
When was it? Where was this?
Where'd you go to school?
Milwaukee Tech High School.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Boys, Tech High School.
It used to be called Boys Tech High School. It's a trade technical school.
Yeah, all right.
School. We had a rifle team. So on Friday, because we'd have a competition on Saturday, our coach would let us bring home our 22 rifles.
Right, to practice.
So we'd bring them to the competition.
And would you carry them on the bus? How would you get him home?
Yeah.
Carry him right on a bus.
That was a long bus.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I couldn't even imagine that now.
Yeah, we had a shooting club at Ward Mobile High School, Actual shooting club. Yeah, we actually went to the range, and you were graded on how you shot.
Yeah, 22. Now they switched to air rifles because they're afraid the 22 rifles are a little too strong.
Yeah. By the airsoft. Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
They would grade you on how you shot. AJ, it's easy. You take the target.
Right.
And you can just look at the target. We don't need a teacher to grade this.
See, I hit that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Those good old days.
All right. Well, I thought I had something with the pocket knife.
And I'm sorry, Chaz, but backpacks in the 80s weren't the thing. Nobody had backpacks. We'd run to our lockers between classes, open our lock as quick as we could, grab the next book, and run to the next class. We never had backpacks.
Okay. In Milwaukee.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In Connecticut. Over here in Long Island.
Civilization we had.
Long Island. We had backpacks. And we'd use them to go to and from school with all the books.
Right.
Not down the hall.
No, we just carry them under our arms.
What
are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I know. Get off the phone.
Right.
I'm surprised his rifle class didn't turn on him. All right, Miss Levitt, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can do hard things.
I can do hard things.
I am smart.
I am smart.
I'm smart.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I'm good looking.
I'm good looking.
I'm a good person.
It depends.
I will try my best today. I will help my friends.
No, they're on their own.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I do that. Yes.
Today's going to be a great day.
Today is an awesome day.
Look to your friend and say, you're going to have a good day today.
You're going to have a good day today.
Everyone's going to have a good day today.
If they speak it to the mouthpiece.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Let's not get crazy.
Was she on medication? Did she see him?
Mike in the truck.
I think it's more than just school on this one, but in real life, you used to be able to punch somebody in the face if they deserved it.
Yes.
Or
remember the time.
Or get punched if you deserved it.
Exactly right. Now that we got the social media bullies, they're like, they know they're not going to get popped. So they write all kinds of them like,
here we go.
If you were here right now, I would so take you apart. Just saying.
There used to be just split you up, and now there's cameras and assault charges.
Yep.
So we're not saying good old days. We're just saying how things were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. People were more polite.
They were.
Because you'd get punched in the face.
Yes.
And people wouldn't be like, all right, arrest him. They'd be like, so what'd you do?
Right. Good. Yeah. My dad, what'd you do?
Did you deserve it?
Did you get hit? Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, people would come to watch the fight. I remember people would set the time. All right. 3 o'clock. We're meeting here. Fuck.
Behind the bus.
After school. Yeah. Yeah.
Be there.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Or you're a mama's boy.
That's a good point.
Yep.
You should just get punched in the face.
Exactly. Mm. Tell the differences physically.
And you liked it.
Right. Sometimes you paid for it.
Bob and Weetog.
Good morning. My brother was such a troublemaker in grammar school that when it came eighth grade, they had him just hang out with the janitor for the whole school year.
Oh, that'd be my heaven.
Oh, yeah. Get to wear
that.
Was that supposed to be punishment?
They just didn't know what to do with him. He was off the wall. One day the janitor left early and they had a master lock for all the lockers. Wow. And he flipped that. And none of the kids could get into their lockers.
I hate to say this, but in our school, we had a special bus.
Yeah. Yeah, we had...
And a special class.
Yes.
Oh, this was 1960, so before...
They haven't figured out yet to separate some of these, but we don't know what to do with them.
Right, and right.
This is
a special class.
So I came in...
Remedial.
After they figured out, we know what to do.
Right.
We'll just put them all in a class together.
Yep. And as your brother, that was job training.
What does your brother do now?
He was a truck driver. He was owner operator.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Heavy machinery.
Yeah.
He kept it alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sure did.
And that's the thing. You work on your own. You make your own rules. You're not answering to an idiot.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Good for him.
This is the boy that joined the Marines on his 17th birthday.
Wow. Nice. That's a hero.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Bob, thank you, man.
Good day.
All right, you too. Kyle in Bridgeport.
I'm here.
Here. No, you can say present.
Something like
present. Here.
Here.
Yeah.
Here. Raise my hand. Right. I grew up, I graduated in 2016, so I thought maybe some younger perspective would be pretty interesting.
Good.
I feel like I kind of grew up in a time when things were kind of transitioning between kind of the way things were into the way things are now. And my senior year of high school is when they introduced everyone getting their own laptop to bring home. And that was just kind of the way school was done from that point forward. And that transitional year was just laughably disorganized and messed up. Someone, you know, throughout the whole process downloaded all these movies onto all the laptops because they had like a shared hard drive.
Nice.
Everybody was just watching movies the whole time, playing games on their computer. Teachers could not understand how to implement these laptops in class, and it was just a complete goof-off of a year.
Nice.
It was
That's awesome.
So horrible and disorganized. That's when I watched all the Godfathers. With
oh, cool.
Yeah.
See? You were learning. You were learning.
Yeah, that's an education.
That's an education, all right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of life lessons in that movie.
Yes, there is.
And business.
Yep.
Business lessons, life lessons.
Yeah. Those have been described as essential watching.
And like, consequences.
I think that's right.
Yes.
That's the right thing to do.
Film history.
It was the perfect year to graduate because it was just, like I said, I got straight A's because all the teachers didn't know what to do, and it was just the biggest slack off year of my life. I didn't even have to pay attention like or anything because it just was.
What a great senior year.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah.
Like that's the you want the last year to be easy and fun.
Yep.
And what do you do now?
Was it ever? I got into sales now. So I did like some blue collar work for a while, and you know, I went to the Trade Center school, so you know, there was a lot of hands on there, but aside from that it was you know, just economics and algebra. They're just trying to, you know, give you schoolwork on these laptops, and the teachers just did not understand how to work them. So it's just, you know,
what do you sell? Computers
class. I feel like that you're.
Yeah. What do you sell? What
hardware,
you
selling? nuts and bolts.
Nice.
Okay.
Always going to be in need.
Yep.
Right.
Always going to be in need.
Always going to be in need. Campbell Midwest. So next time you see a big semi going down the road, you can think, man, Kyle's keeping that thing going.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you, Kyle.
First, what's in my mouth? Yep.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
So I used to sub-teach for a while, be a paraprofessional. And one thing I definitely noticed that's different from what we had is the school lunches are like, awesome.
Yeah. You know? Actually gourmet and edible.
Oh, now you get breakfast too?
Yeah.
You get breakfast, lunch, you get a laptop.
Yep.
And my breakfast
now.
Was bus fumes. Waiting for the bus. That was my breakfast. That
nice.
Was about
right.
It. You know, but like even like when I used to sub at the Amity schools, they had like it was like a full on food court. They had like a taco bar or deli. I'm like, the hell?
Right.
It's wow. Crazy.
Pizzeria, yep.
Yeah, we had pizza Friday or filet of fish.
Pasta
with corn
Tuesday.
While you're starving. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had, definitely an improvement.
We had weenie Wednesday.
we had foot-long hot dog day, and they would bounce. We would throw them across the lunchroom and see how far we could get them to bounce.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Ours were so cooked, they actually came apart in the water, the boiled water.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So disgusting.
The oily water.
Oh, my Delish. God, yes.
Well, we used to have, too. They used to have, like, the cart with all the lunch cakes on it. Like, you know, like, the Twinkies and stuff like that.
What the hell was this?
And,
yeah.
In Derby, yeah, we used to have, like, a whole thing full of junk food and like chocolate milk. And what I used to do, you know, my parents got rights to soul. They'd give me, you know, lunch money and I would keep it and just steal like Twinkies and stuff. And that was my school lunch. And I would just, you know, use the money at the end of the week to buy like, you know, an Iron Maiden cassette of Caldor.
Right.
But yes. It was just a bunch of junk food and stuff.
Right.
But now they don't have any of that. It's like you get an apple and that's about it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Good times.
Yeah, we're talking about how school is different now.
Yeah.
And you can call in at any time period. We had Kyle call in. He graduated in 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a year he had.
Yep. 877-764-2535.
Thomas.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
How are you? One thing I noticed that's probably different from school, I graduated from 8th in 2016.
Okay.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was different from the 90s because, you know, I wasn't there. But I don't think they taught the Declaration of Independence.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I think that's like a... That should be a first through third grade lesson. They definitely didn't talk about it in those years.
What about the Pledge of Allegiance? We don't do that anymore, right?
Every morning they do that.
Yeah, we do
that
every morning. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've done the pledge.
Yeah? Do they still do it, though? Because it says under God in it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Okay. I'd be surprised.
Hmm. But, yeah, they never went into that and... I think that's a good first through third because that's the foundation of the whole country.
Yeah, why don't you figure? Yeah, let's start here.
Interesting.
Hmm. What do you do now?
I'm looking up.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Yes.
Oh, I just work at a tire shop.
There you go.
Oh, all right, well, that's cool. Important.
Yeah, my allegiance.
You don't go anywhere without a tire.
I love tires.
I was just at a tire shop.
I love new tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a founder of a country, but I do help people get around it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're necessary.
And by the way, when you walk into a tire shop, isn't that the best smell?
Oh my God, so
yes.
Good. I was just going to say.
They should make a cologne.
I would just like walk into the bicycle section of Bradley's and be like, ah, heaven, rubber, lots of rubber.
I know the dudes think I'm weird, but I'm like, no, I'll just walk around, take it in.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sure. It'd be weird if you're on a first date and you just look over and say, as a girl, I like the smell of rubber.
Right? Yeah.
You mean tires, you mean right?
I'm going to go to the drugstore. Hang on. Yeah.
All right, Thomas, thank you.
Yes, I looked up. So many public schools still say the Pledge of Allegiance.
They should all say it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the God thing that people have a problem with.
They say 45 to 47 states have statutes you have to.
Vicky.
Hi. How are you? Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Hello. I have a good one for you.
Okay.
From Queens, New York. I'm the story with Paul Simon. It's my the mother's teacher, the first grade teacher, Simon. Okay. So in third grade was Mrs. Goldman, and she carried the heaviest ruler, you know, the one of those 12-inch or 16-inch they had at the time.
Yeah.
And you had to keep your hands on the desk. And if you dare to speak or look away while she was talking or writing on the chalkboard, she slammed your hands with that.
Yeah, right across the knuckles. Yep. Mm. Yep.
Right.
That hurts about a year and a half.
Yep. That was insane. That was 1962.
You actually saw that line going across. Yep.
Yeah. And then when I was in kindergarten back in Brooklyn, remember those? You probably are too young, but we used to have drills with the green shades. I'd go under our desk.
Yeah, like for the nuclear attack.
We did the under the desk, but we didn't have, you know, the green shades was not something we had in our school.
Yeah, yeah.
But what, the green shade was supposed to say you couldn't see the mushroom cloud?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, right. Like you weren't going to die or something.
Right.
But it was pretty intense. And then it was like a big deal if the teacher chose you to pull those shades down.
Oh, wow.
The chosen.
Like we're trusting you with our lives.
I'm saving the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then we had to say...
AJ, we would not pick you to do that.
I'm glad.
I know somehow you're going to find a way to F it up.
Yeah, I'm jumping out the window.
We all die.
I'm jumping out the window.
Thanks to you.
See you later, suckers.
But we did do the Pledge of Allegiance. As far as I went to school, we did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Yep. It was like newer back then.
How old are you now? It was freshly written.
Wait a minute. I'm not afraid to say my age. I was 71 on August 16th.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy
good for you.
Birthday. Yeah. Good. You shouldn't be embarrassed of your age. Just be proud of it.
Why would I be embarrassed?
Exactly. You made it.
Right.
Right.
I beat cancer.
Congratulations.
I'm here at the hospital. And
that's right.
I'm good.
That's right.
Good to
that's
go.
Right.
You're good
for
good.
You. All right. Great call. We're going to end on you. How's that?
Okay, darling.
All right,
okay.
Vicky. Thank you.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.